there and tried to wheel around and deliver a spinning kick to the first guard coming through the door. But as he planted his left leg and tried to push off for leverage, the calf seized up again. His leg caved beneath him, and instead of pulling off a dazzling martial arts move that left his opponent incapacitated, he ended up in a sweaty pile on the floor.
"Theron,"
a familiar voice said, and he looked up to see Nos D'Rahl standing over him, lightsaber in hand.
"Thought you were another security patrol,"
Theron grunted through the pain as the Jedi extended a hand to help him up.
"I ran into them on my way to the lift. Why are you in your underwear?"
"Didn't want you to feel awkward,"
Theron said, nodding at the Keldor's own near nakedness as he leaned on him for support. He stepped gingerly on his cramping leg and winced in pain. Before the Jedi could ask about it, a pair of guards from the pursuing security patrol poked their heads around the corner and fired. The Jedi stepped in front of Theron and batted away the blaster bolts before using the Force to hurl the guards back around the corner. From the grunts and groans, it was clear they had slammed into the other members of the team hard enough to inflict real damage.
"Come on,"
Nos D'Rahl said, using one hand to help hold Theron upright, while the other kept a firm grip on his lightsaber. Together, they staggered the last 20 meters to the sealed door ahead of them. Theron dropped to a knee to relieve the pressure on his injured leg, pulled the slicer spike from his boot, and set to work on the door. At the same time, Nos D'Rahl hurled his lightsaber down the hall, striking down a guard who dared to peek around the corner.
"I can't hold them off forever, Theron, and reinforcements are on the way."
As if summoned by his words, the turbolift door slid open again, spilling out another half-dozen armored Imperial soldiers.
"Got it,"
Theron said, yanking his spike free and crawling forward on his hands and knees as the door slid open. Nos D'Rahl was right behind him, and as the guards in the hall opened fire, the two men rolled for cover on either side of the door's interior. With the bolts ricocheting off the floor, the Jedi reached up and jammed his lightsaber into the access panel on the wall, sending off a shower of sparks as the door slammed shut. To Theron's surprise, the room was empty except for a control panel along the periphery, a large, opaque crystal sphere in the center, and three figures with facial tattoos and black robes sitting cross-legged on the floor around the sphere. Two were human males, one younger with white skin, the other older with dark skin. The third was a male red-skinned Sith pureblood. Their eyes were closed, and they appeared to be lost in deep meditation. Nos D'Rahl sprang to his feet and hurled his lightsaber, but he wasn't aiming at any of the figures on the floor. The whirling blade flew over their heads and ricocheted off the crystal sphere before returning to the Jedi's hand, leaving no mark on the surface. Simultaneously, the eyes of all three figures on the floor snapped open, and they sprang to their feet, their weapons flaring to life. Instead of conventional weapons, the Sith held a pair of slightly shorter purple blades, one in each hand, while the dark-skinned man wielded a long, double-bladed lightsaber that seemed to shift between crimson and black.
"I see you've got some new friends,"
Nos D'Rahl said to the apprentice he had faced before. When he didn't reply, the Jedi said to Theron,
"Let me deal with them. You find a way to get inside Kerrid's command pod and stop her from destroying the Republic fleet."